This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. We asked you to write in and tell us what's on your minds. And in all the places you reached us, on our website and on Facebook and on Twitter, the same thing comes up over and over and over, week after week. And that's retirement.
I put away some money, like everyone does, with some sort of retirement plan. I got started a little bit late on that. Otherwise, I need to devote more to it. I think that's one of the big problems people don't do, is they don't save enough. And I'm as guilty as the next man on that one.
I guess I'm kind of nervous because I know that people are living longer. And so I want to make sure that when the time comes, I do have enough money saved away.
I have a 401k, and also I have two IRAs. One is from my job, and other one I pay myself. I'm feeling, you know, not really secure because the situation, the economical situation, is changing very drastically for the new people. I don't feel nice. I don't feel well. I don't feel sure.
I don't feel too good about my retirement because I don't have enough saved now, and I don't like the way the government takes our money and does whatever they want to do, and we don't have that option to, invest it in certain funds. You know, we have a lot of people in our government who don't know how to manage money, especially ours.
Retirement. How to plan it, how to save for it, where to invest it. So we're going to spend most of the rest of the hour talking about your plans for your future and your money. But we wanted to start in Jefferson County, Alabama, where this week they reached a deal to get out of bankruptcy. Kyle Whitmire is a reporter with the Birmingham News and a resident of Jefferson County. And he joins us now to talk about what happens when a community spends more than it can afford. Hey, Kyle.
Thanks for having me.
So what happened there in Jefferson County?
Well, in the late 90s, Jefferson County was sued because its sewer system had grown into just tremendous disrepair. It had to repair its sewer system, and it borrowed a lot of money to do that. And so what they thought was going to be a $500 million project or $1 billion project turned out to be more than $3 billion of debt that the county accumulated. And no one really knew how to pay this off until, you know, Wall Street came to town with some very sophisticated debt structures, which they sold to Jefferson County. And all those fell apart during the financial crisis, leaving the county with accelerated interest payments, accelerated principal payments.
So this is like those homeowners who got in trouble during the crisis when they had sort of arms on their mortgages that sort of blew up. Is that right?
I sometimes call this the world's biggest adjustable rate mortgage. This was something that, in much the same way that a homeowner thinks, oh, the bank wouldn't be lending me this money if they didn't think I could pay this back.
If I couldn't afford it.
You know, in some ways, it was really more like a credit card that you never pay off. You just make the interest payments, or like with a mortgage, when the rates start going up and the payments start going up, we'll just refinance again. Well, when that day came, they couldn't refinance because of what happened to the market. And throughout all of this, you also had county commissioners going to jail because of bribery schemes with sewer contractors, and in a couple cases with bribery schemes with bankers who were involved in this. It's been very embarrassing for the county, and I think the county is very eager to get out of this.
What's the deal mean for folks who live there, the deal to get out of bankruptcy?
Well, the most immediate thing is it means sewer rates are going to begin going up again. One thing that has happened in the last few years, sewer rates were frozen in place. That sounds great, but they had gone up 400% in the last 10 years. So this sort of put a halt to that. But now we're looking at sewer rates as part of this deal. Sewer rates are going to be going up again.
Now, you live in Jefferson County, is that right?
I do.
How's it feel to sort of be living in this community that overspent, that wound up in trouble like this?
It's embarrassing. I mean, if you go to the Jefferson County Courthouse and you look up on the wall just outside the commission chambers, you know, they have all the pictures of the former county commissioners. And, you know, half of those folks have gone to jail or in jail or have gone and come back. It's a rogues gallery. And, you know, there's a lot of anger at the public officials who got us into this mess. And we feel duped. They're you know, bankers who came here who have been recorded on their own tapes, on their own trading floor, saying things like, who are we going to give the free money to today? And it makes you a little mad. It makes you mad that this, you know, may not have been put entirely right. And it makes you wonder whether or not one day something like this could happen again. If not here, then maybe somewhere else.
Kyle Whitmire is a reporter with the Birmingham News. Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you.